Awareness, Breaking Barriers, How We've Been Championing PSP and CBD This Summer. Opportunities for raising awareness of PSP and CBD and how they impact daily life were rife during the summer period. In addition to the Salt Path film, releasing in UK cinemas from the 30th of May, PSP and CBD Awareness Week took place in late June. During this annual awareness platform, we rallied you all to help us direct a call to the government to look at how they can improve access to continuing healthcare funding for families affected by PSP and CBD. Continuing our commitment to enhancing knowledge and skills of healthcare professionals, we hosted our second masterclass, providing vital education around diagnosing PSP and CBD on the 25th of June. Here's a summary of our activities during this time frame and the impact they had across May, June and July. Improving awareness with healthcare professionals. To help improve the knowledge and skills of healthcare professionals, we undertook a range of different activities during PSP and CBD Awareness Week. On the 25th of June, Dr. Boyd Gosch hosted our second masterclass for healthcare professionals. During the masterclass, 120 attendees found out more about the unique presentation of PSP and CBD, helping them to understand the condition and make a diagnosis. You can hear more about this event later on. In addition, we launched our It Could Be CBD animation, narrated by Professor Hugh Morris, to help educate professionals about the symptoms of CBD and how best to support people diagnosed. So far, the animation has been watched by 925 professionals and reached 4,600 people across social media. During June, we trialled a different approach to our monthly newsletter for healthcare professionals. This time, we circulated 8 different newsletters focusing on people's professional roles. In the newsletters, almost 800 readers could access information about resources and links to support services specific to their work. The animation has been watched by 925 professionals and reached 4,600 people across social media. My Path, Corticobasal Degeneration. Linking in with the release of the Salt Path film, we created an engaging advertising campaign to help people understand CBD better. To do this, we shared 2 experiences of CBD, including Bruce Cleveland and Ruth Tillard. Using these experiences, we developed an advertising campaign in 291 cinemas across the Midlands, London and South West, including a 30-second advert ahead of the film screening and posters in the cinema foyer. To support this activity, volunteers hosted information stands in cinemas local to them. We also used radio advertising on Heart FM and Smooth Radio in Milton Keynes, Buckinghamshire, Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire. Bus stop posters across 7 sites in Milton Keynes gave an additional boost in our home city. Thanks to our loyal supporters who also shared CBD experiences in local and national newspapers and radio stations. Our campaign impact. My Path advert played 78 times a day in 291 cinemas, reaching more than 70,000 people. 7 bus stops in Milton Keynes displayed our posters 72 times a day, providing 33,000 views. We hosted 7 information stands in cinemas, plus shared leaflets with 4 additional sites. Social media advertising extended our reach by more than 100,000 views and directed 6,600 people to our website. Heart FM and Smooth Radio adverts played 72 times a day to up to 200,000 listeners. 15 personal experiences were told across 3 local radio stations, 10 local newspapers, 3 national newspapers and 2 podcasts. Lobbying MPs to help #FixCHC. Continuing our commitment to creating a better future for everyone affected by PSP and CBD, this year we focused on improving people's experiences of NHS Continuing Healthcare, CHC funding. For this, we asked our supporters to write to their MP supporting our calls to the government to hashtag FixCHC so that it works for everybody living with PSP and CBD, by improving assessments for CHC so they take account of progressive conditions like PSP and CBD and listen to the experience of family carers, providing better training for healthcare professionals who undertake assessments for CHC, ensuring that somebody with knowledge of a person's condition is part of their CHC assessment, fixing the postcode lotteries that see people with very similar needs given different support depending only on where they live, fully funding CHC so nobody misses out because of the financial pressures in our NHS. The impact of your support. The hashtag FixCHC campaign webpage was viewed 1,166 times. 83 people downloaded our State of Continuing Healthcare report. 314 people downloaded our hashtag FixCHC template email. Social media posts about the campaign reached more than 18,500 people. Movers and Shakers podcast. Tune into the award-winning Movers and Shakers podcast this September to hear the episode discussing Parkinsonian conditions. PSPA CEO Rebecca Packwood and supporter Lisa Rodriguez chatted to Rory Seelan-Jones and Powells in the episode to highlight PSP and CBD and how PSPA can help.